Brothers and sisters, these are just some of the benefits of this beautiful patience. Do you know that in order for us to earn paradise, we need two important qualities? The first quality is taqwallahi. Taqwallahi means the consciousness of Allah. You need to be conscious of your maker. I need to be conscious of the fact that I'm going to return to my maker. Number one. Number two is husnul khuluqi. I need good character, good conduct. If I have good character and good conduct, I can earn paradise through that. How or why? Let me explain. Taqwa or consciousness is connected to your link with your maker. And character and conduct is connected to your link with the creatures of the same maker who made you. So Allah made me, right? And Allah made all of you. And Allah made the animals. And Allah made everything else. My relationship with Allah needs to be correct. And my relationship with the rest of the creatures of the same Allah who made me needs to be correct, because I need to acknowledge that the same. So there's definitely some rights that need to be fulfilled between us. It's amazing. This is why, my brothers and sisters, it's important for us to bear patience when it comes to the development of your character. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told a young lad who asked him for advice, la taghdab, that means don't get angry. He says, okay, give me more advice. He says, la taghdab, don't get angry. He says, okay, give me more advice. He says, la taghdab, don't get angry. I mean, imagine if you were to ask me, or I were to ask you a question, give me advice, and you just told me one word, once, twice, thrice. I think we would get irked or irritated. Perhaps. When it comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it only showed the importance of controlling your anger. Control it. Many of us in the home, we tend to explode, literally. Why? Because they are vulnerable. You know, when you go to work, how many hours are you at work for? A few hours in the day. It's easy to put up a show, to pretend whom you are not. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, khayrukum, khayrukum li ahlihi. The best from amongst you are those who are best to their ahl. Ahl here includes primarily your spouse. And thereafter your family members. Why? The reason is, they see you 24/7. They see you in a condition. If your wife or your husband or your children or your parents can bear witness, those who live with you can bear witness that you are a lovely human being, then you are indeed a lovely human being. Because they know you, as we would say, inside out. They know everything about you. This is why, my brothers and sisters, will you make an effort to develop the beautiful characters and conducts that need to be developed within the home? Will you improve the way you speak to your spouse, your children? Will you develop your relationship with others, those who are Muslim, those who are not Muslim? I've been faced with so many emails and so many requests of people who have embraced Islam, and they say, but why sometimes some of the Muslims don't really accept us? What do we offer a person who declares shahada? When someone declares their shahada, they enter the fold of Islam, they revert to Islam. We say takbir, don't we? And then everyone says Allahu Akbar. And that's all. After that you go away. The same brother, mashallah, he's purer than you because he accepted Islam. Now he wants to marry within your family. What do you say? No, not at all. What does he know? He doesn't belong to my city, my village. He doesn't come from my country. He doesn't belong. But hang on, is that what Islam taught? Are you not ashamed of yourself? Subhanallah, the day he declared his shahada, you were the one who said takbir so loudly. You should have just said, my brother, I love you. I declare that I love you. Really, we are equal. Subhanallah, you didn't need to scream and yell like a hypocrite when you did not have the feeling in your heart. Bilal ibn Rabah radiallahu anhu and his brother, there is a story mentioned about their marriage, how they were from Africa, but they were married. Subhanallah, within the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because of their value, because of the fact that they were believers. The Prophet, peace be upon him, speaks about character and link with the Maker. If those two are in order with an individual, let them get married. Subhanallah. I know I diverted a little bit to mention this because it requires a lot of restraint. And it requires discipline. And it requires a link with Allah. And it requires lots of knowledge to be able to embrace one another. To be able to save yourself from racism. Many of us think that we are not racist. But when the test comes to us, we fail it dismally. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard us. May that not happen to us. My brothers and sisters, you know we have difficulties amongst ourselves sometimes. You have a problem. You have an issue. Someone did something bad to you. Maybe your husband, maybe your wife, your children, maybe someone you worked with, maybe someone on the street. I promise you, as a Muslim, you need to consider forgiving them. Why? Because Allah says, sometimes when you forgive and when you embrace and when you bear patience, it is more beneficial for you. It is better for you. وَلَمَنْ صَبَرَ وَغَفَرَ إِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ لَمِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. Those who bear patience and forgive, indeed that is the best of affairs. The best thing you could do. It's difficult. It's not easy. Someone might say they're doing bad to me so much. They're doing bad to me so much. How can I keep forgiving them? You have a point. But consider this. If you forgive, there is a greater chance that Allah will forgive you. And if you are patient, there is a greater chance Allah will be patient with you. Amazing. And sometimes if you don't forgive, the price you shall pay might just be far greater than if you were patient for a while. I give you one example. There was a sister who contacted me some time back. She has three children. Her husband unfortunately had an affair with someone. And she told me that I need your help, but please don't tell me to be patient. Okay, you need my help, but please don't tell me to be patient. So I told her, my sister, what did he do? He did this, he did that. Wallahi, no justification. That was bad, it was unacceptable, it was terrible, it was really wrong, it was major. Has his life changed? Has he admitted? Yes, he's admitted. Has he said, I'm sorry? Yes, he has. Has his life changed in any way? Yes, it has. But I can't forgive him. Okay, no problem. If his life has changed, if he's become very transparent now in his relationships, if you are satisfied that he has made an effort, and if you are seeing within him that he's becoming a better person, then I would suggest you consider the following, that if you want a divorce, just because of a mistake that was made, perhaps you might become a statistic. But if you are, after seeing all this positive change, remember I'm saying this because I don't encourage people to just bear patience and bear patience and bear patience, and the guy keeps on harming and harming and harming and harming. No, no, no. There is a limit beyond which nobody can tolerate it. My brothers and sisters, sometimes the difficulty is with the sisters. But a lot of the times it's with the brothers. Anyway. So, what would happen is, I told her, perhaps if a divorce happens, you may be a statistic whereby he will get married again. He's a happy man and he's excited, and perhaps someone much younger, and you know there is no shortage, etc., etc. And I said, what will happen to you? You will have gone away. Now you're going to struggle because you're going to fight for maintenance. You're going to fight for something else. People will look at you, there is a stigma attached. Unfortunately, you know, I was asked recently about divorced women. And what is the encouragement Islam has given about marrying those who are divorced? And I said, look, you don't need to look at my life or the lives of the companions for this. You can go straight to the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All his wives were previously married besides one. Did you know that? Subhanallah. All his wives were previously married besides one. Aisha radiallahu anha. The rest of them were previously married. So there is a very high status. There is nothing wrong. If a person's been through a divorce, they are still as pure. The most pure of all chose that type or those types of women. Subhanallah, widows and divorcees. So my brothers, let's not have a misunderstanding to say someone who's divorced is actually someone who is cheap or they're low or they have lost their value. No way. Sometimes they will add value that you would never have imagined. Go back to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Take a look at how he used to miss Khadija bint Khuwaylid radiallahu anha beyond her death. Such that there is a hadith that makes mention of the fact that he used to keep a good relationship by giving some gifts to some of her friends later on. Amazing. Who are these people? These are the friends of Khadija. And he used to send to them something sometimes. He used to remember them sometimes. So, going back to what I was saying, I told the sister, look my sister, if you bear patience and you try to increase your link with Allah, sabr and salah, you need to make sure that you develop your link with Allah. That will occupy you. It will keep you in the right track. And bear patience. Look at the man. Remember Allah. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will find within no time...